natural oyster bars, mother of pearl delivery, voice of God. And it's hard just being a boss, B, and I can't go to jail cause them years have cost me. Don't get me wrong, lay a nigga down if he force me. I'd rather just sit back and roll a Dutch. Think about how I'ma put the game in the Cobra clutch. Think about how I'ma get the game over customs. Never underestimate niggas or over trust them. Yeah, them M's is right in my face. I just gotta throw my Tim's on and tighten my lace. If it don't jam, the tech will spray. When I spit, everybody gotta split like pepper spray. Cause I'm a nigga that hate to settle. And I'm a man of the Lord, but I still can't shake the devil. Move the way and still can't escape the ghetto. What?
The time to talk is up, so bring the heat like time is over. Ooh. While you're running your mouth, I'm creeping up over your shoulder. A gun, a knife, a battle, anything I can get my hands on. All my bluffs start acting up and I'll leave you underground.
I know how to get my peers off me, make them cry and die from high blood pressure. Just tears.
Yo, it was definitely an era when like he was that guy that Nate was Dogg? Popping that did hooks and shit.
Rest in peace, Nate Dogg, man. Nate Dogg was the king of hooks. Like during his era, he was the fucking, like if you had a Nate Dogg hook, you know that record was going off.
Yeah. Man.
You knew you had a banger.
Motherfucking Regulators. Think about that song, like how the whole song play out. Like that shit a story. Like you hear that shit and you out somewhere, you know that shit a vibe. That shit definitely a vibe. Like let's say you on vacation and shit, and that's one of the American songs they play and shit. You know what I'm saying? Cause you know they only gonna play a handful anyways and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely a bop. It's a bop here without being on vacation though. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace to Nate Dogg. Aaron Carter just passed away.
Facts.
Man. Yep.
I feel bad because I don't think they said exactly why, but my gut tells me it has something to do with drugs.
Yeah,
because
I know he had dealt with addiction in the past, so I'm it's got to be that, you know what I mean? Just because the way they said they found him and everything. So, but again, condolences to his family, his friends, and whatnot.
Yeah, it's sad because mental health is still a very big thing, and you know he suffered from that mental health and also drug addiction. And it's sad when you go out that way, especially more for your family, because they have so much hope for you, you know, hope that you get out of that and become the person that they, you know, remember before, especially the drug abuse. So condolences to his family, and you know, rest in peace to him, because it's sad.
Yeah, that shit, you know, drugs is definitely something that just, you know, it takes over a lot of people's households, you know. It's wild, like certain things we would joke about and be like, yo, your mom a crackhead, right? Until you meet somebody and they'll tell you their mother was on crack, you know what I'm saying? Like these are some real things that's really happening out here. Like, you know, a lot of us in our communities were impacted by these things in real time. You know what I'm saying? So, like, just, you know, blessings to anybody that's going through anything like that or whatever. You know, we talked about this before, family and friends or whatever, and also the suicide hotline. I think it was the new number was 988, Bri.
I'm gonna get it right now.
Yeah, Bri, you hear me?
I can't remember what it was. I remember saying it on one of the shows.
Yeah, I think it's
988. Yeah, suicide.
Yeah. So you know, just anybody that's in need of any help or anything that's going on. You know what I'm saying, definitely the holidays are coming up soon too, so that's something to consider. You know what I mean? Like when those people have had patterns and stuff like that, they've been used to being around certain people. I know we may be early talking about this, but shit, we in the store already hearing Christmas music, yo.
No, facts, facts. You know I'm about to be back outside like Nino Brown giving out turkeys though, right?
Okay.
You know how I do when they come this time of year.
Okay.
I got to take care of the hood, baby.
You coming outside with the Sherling in the Cuban ring?
Yeah.
I got
the double souls ready. The double souls is ready, baby. The double souls is ready, boy. I'm going to be out there. Yo, open up the truck.
Yo, Yeah, I was talking to a dude from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and he was like, his cousins from Brooklyn was telling him about the sneakers, the Timbs he got to buy. And he was like, yo, I got to get some Butters. And he was like, yo, what's Butters? And I had to explain to him what Butters was. And this other girl that was out with us, she was from Brooklyn, but she was younger. So, like, it was two people that was from New York having a conversation with this dude from Fayetteville about Butters, because he was like, he said that he would come up here and just start walking around talking to people. I was like, dog, you got to relax. But the shit was funny as hell, because he was like, yeah, man. He was excited about to get some Butters. And I was like, yo, don't get no butt naked. And he didn't even know what butt naked was.
He had no idea.
You got to let people know, man. Y'all want to know about tourism. You need to know about people joking on you. That's what the fuck you need to know, because niggas up here don't care. I'm talking like I'm up there. I'm in fucking North Carolina. But you know what the fuck I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. You from out here. So it's like you could say that because it's just like, you know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers don't want these jokes, yo. Shit is real. But yeah, y'all, it's a shit. This is definitely tell people we listening to shooting the shit.
We shooting the motherfucking shit.
Trip you over to having your technical difficulties and shit.
Yeah, I'm just trying to switch over because I don't want the battery on the camera to die.
Oh, okay. Yo, random crazy story. One of those things I saw in the timeline. We didn't get to it. I think last week I saw it. I forgot whatever we were talking about. But it was a janitor that got caught putting his pee-pee in a woman's water bottle. And I think he infected her with an STD, yo.
Sean, where do you be finding these stories at, bro?
You online, like, so when I wake up random times in the middle of the night, or like maybe when I go online and shit like that, and I see it and I just screenshot it. So that shit just kind of happen that way sometimes.
My thing is, what goes through these men, people, what goes through their minds, like what goes through their head when they are like, yeah, I'm just gonna whip out my schlong and I'm just gonna dip it in this water bottle. Like, what?
Yeah.
That's disrespectful.
Like, what's the sense? Like, that's crazy to me.
Because some people get real malicious with the things that they want to do. Like, somebody might have pissed them off, or maybe they might have been mad at them for something stupid. But like, because sometimes people, there are moments where people could be mad. Let's say somebody can like not know you, but be mad because you fit the description of somebody that they didn't like. You know what I'm saying? Like, people do weird shit sometimes. Like, I'm not even trying to dig it too deep in the mind of somebody that does fucked up shit. But people do stuff for some weird reasons sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's valid. That's very true. But, you know, even still, it's like, you gotta be sick. Like, you gotta be sick to really, like, sit there and think, I'm mad, so I'm gonna just whip out my dick. Like,
yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. That's the first thing you think of when you get mad, is you whip your dick out.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
no, but so
man, let me just whip it out.
The guy said the guy had an STD, so he might have knew that if he did that. But I'm pretty sure, like, and not even sound crazy, but I'm pretty sure if he wanted to affect somebody, he had to whip his dick out. Like, come on, bro. Like,
or maybe he couldn't get a piece of it. Maybe he couldn't, you know. Maybe he couldn't, you know, hit her. Like, you know, maybe he, you know, maybe he wanted a piece of that, and he couldn't.
I'm looking for met a lot of women now. Ran through them all, but I'm just not sure.
Sorry, guys. I forgot the Apple Music volume was up. Sorry, guys.
It's just people are really wild out here, and what goes through their mind and how they want to get at people. Like, it's too much.
I don't know if we talked about this. Did we talk about young Jock Zelling somebody 1800 and he got blocked?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Okay, yeah, I was just going through it because I was like, that shit is wild, man. I wonder if he ever got that money back. We got to spin back around and see what happened with his money.
I don't think he did.
No, they blocked him, and that's it. And he's crying. I mean, I mean, listen, this is Young Jock. Does he have it like that or he don't? Yeah. Because anybody who have it like that, like, yeah, I get it. $1,800 is $1,800. But to some people, it's just like, all right, whatever. That's just a...
Every little bit counts sometimes.
Let me just refinish it.
Shout out to Jock.
It's true. I mean, you know...
He's dealing, I think his mom has cancer too. I know he was dealing.
Oh wow.
That was one of the things that they were talking about on the show. So shout out to him, you know what I'm saying? Prayers up to him and his mom, his whole family, because I know that's tough. You know?
Yes. So. That's very tough. That isn't anything to believe it.
Yeah, but as far as 1800 goes, though, it's over for that. You gotta let that shit go. Once you zell it out to the wrong person, that's why you gotta send the feelers out first. You gotta send them a dollar first, and then they say you got it.
You take a picture and be like, "This you?"
No, but even still, I don't know. Sometimes shit be getting fucked up, bro. I still wanna make sure. I need extra proof that this is really you getting this money. That's why I tell people to request it too. That'd be the other thing. I'd be like, request it, because at least if you request it, I know this is definitely yours.
You'd be scared. You still be scared like the old people?
Yeah. I ain't trying to lose no money and you can't get that shit back. Fuck out of here.
Yo, I did one time I gave somebody some money and they sent it to me through Cash App. This motherfucker was lying. I know they was like that, Cash App made some mistake, but basically he sent me the money $500 twice or whatever, right? And the second time the shit was refunded and it came from my bank account and it was like, you know, $500 missing or some shit like that. And I was like, oh, somebody did some fuck shit. I basically ended up getting the money back, but you know what I'm saying? People do be doing some funny shit though.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta be careful with them accounts. Oh, yeah, you gotta be careful with that shit, bro. So much scamming.
People be trying to finesse.
No, facts, bro. There's a whole lot of scamming shit going on out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They try to use my page and my name to be scamming people.
Well, that's because of your celebrity status, though, Bree. That's different. You're sort of a superstar. You're sort of a big deal, Bree. Like, everyone knows that about you.
Yeah, I thought I was falling off and I wasn't, you know, mm-hmm. I wasn't it anymore, and they out here making fake pages, so you know.
they tracked your ass down. They got all your shit going on. Yeah. And your shit was bilingual too.
And we were talking about that, right? So we was like that. So this is how you know when people really know who you are, right? When people do certain shit. So they've been studying you, right? They thought they've been studying their craft, but they really ain't been studying their craft.
Yep, basically.
Right. Like, I am bilingual, but what they missed was, maybe I shouldn't say it, right? Because are they going to try again? They listen to the show. And then they're going to try again and they're going to do it.
Well, I'll tell you how I knew it wasn't you, though, because I said, yo, I text Bree. I said, Bree, I barely even see you speak Spanish, let alone write it. So I know this is some bullshit going on right now.
Straight Spanish.
Like, I don't think I've actually seen you speak Spanish.
You gotta hit the translate button.
Yeah, not to say that you can't speak Spanish. Matter of fact, Bree, speak Spanish right now, so we all know you can speak Spanish.
Yo hablo los dos idiomas, okay?
Okay. Because you gotta ask though, because you know, Bronx Puerto Rican too. Eric, we heard Eric speak Spanish.
Well, I've heard Eric speak Spanish before, though. I've never heard Bree speak Spanish, though.
Okay.
Like, I don't know how her voice sounds in Spanish. It might be different.
I speak, and translation is I speak both languages.
Okay.
Okay, because I am bilingual in that manner. Like, yes, I read it, I speak it, I write it. You know what I'm saying? I am a little rusty on my writing and my reading it, but I speak it. Like, I speak, my grandmother speaks Spanish. Like, I gotta speak Spanish at work sometimes to translate. So yes, I do speak Spanish, but
that's where the fake page fucked up at, because it was too much Spanish. Like, maybe if it was like a line, right, it might have been believable, but all that paragraph or shit that they wrote up there was like, hold on, Bree not about to write all this shit in Spanish. This is too much.
That person might have spoke more Spanish, though. They might have been like a more dominant Spanish speaker.
Yeah, they probably, their English is probably not that good, so that's why they put it up in Spanish.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sure that's what it was. That's like, one of my friends, I was telling Sean, one of my friends went and started writing underneath the girl on the four pictures she stole from my page and put to make it look like it was my page. She went and started writing underneath her pictures in English and Spanish because she's Dominican, so she was going in. Wow. She was like, yeah, and I wrote it in English and then I wrote it in Spanish just in case she didn't understand the English. I was like, yo.
No bueno. But at least we got the block because we was on the warpath. I reported that shit. I was like, nope, I'm gonna drop a dime on this shit.
Right. I was watching that shit yesterday too. I don't like that shit. It's some big time players in New York getting some money out here.
Let me tell you, if there's one thing, is my Instagram family, don't pray about Bree Easy, okay? Because they was out here reporting and blocking that page, and it was taken down within hours. Like,
yep.
I had people still after it was taken down, like, where's the page? Because I'm about to find out. And I could tell you exactly who it is. Like,
yo, women be investigators, man. Y'all be having like some different skills that y'all need to apply somewhere else, and y'all want to investigate motherfuckers around the way. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, what type of seat, yo? That shit different. She probably be like, yeah, you know I'm clairvoyant.
Right. But that's just
yo,
extra,
I have some
though.
Friends.
Like, why? Why are you doing that?
Nah, I have friends that, yeah. You know, I don't know, but I know that if I needed a good investigative friend, they will get the job done for me.
You got a team of investigative journalists, and that's what they're here for.
Mm-hmm. We got to get like
yeah, and if she would have like, been on it just a little sooner,
yeah, you would have been in there.
I would have had names, addresses, IP addresses.
Wow. Crazy. She working like IT or some shit. She fucking know too. Well, she fuck around. Don't even work in IT. She just know how to like maneuver through that shit. Like, nah, I know. Yo, see. You see the fucking skill set motherfuckers be having.
Yeah. That's that Wakanda shit. That's that technology event shit, you know, that people don't know about.
She like top grade fucking secret private eye and shit. That's crazy, yo. Facts. Women are fucking magical.
She definitely
would have
been on it.
So, yo, deadass, I think about some of the shit I used to lie about as a kid. Them lies was like kind of stupid, but I got away with it for a little bit. Like, but my mom used to catch me in my shit, and she like let me sit there, and I'd be like, dog, you know I'm lying, bro. Don't let me just keep lying, my nigga. Like, say something.
She said, if you don't say nothing, I won't. What the fuck?
Word, like, what the fuck? Like you already know I did it, nigga. Shut up.
Like, you know this don't make sense. You really gonna just sit here and just let me finish this whole drawn out dumbass lie?
Yeah.
Don't let me be the voice of reason. That's fucked up.
Yeah, you just listen to my imagination right now.
Yeah.
Just to see how deep you go with it.
Right? I'm trying to stall this ass whooping.
Yep.
I'm trying to see how much he's going to lie, determining on how much of an ass whooping he's going to get.
Nah, right? That's the name of the game. Try to avoid the ass whooping at all costs.
I should have tried to be more entertaining as a kid. That's what I maybe should have tried to do.
Start performing so you don't get your ass whipped?
Yeah. Like kids used to do in the movies and shit back in the day. Hey,
you start singing and shit, you bust up. Been the two of us need look no more.
The two of us get your ass whooped.
Get your ass over on that couch and pull your pants down. You about to get the whipping of your life, motherfucker.
Yo, I used to really, and these are traumatic things that we talk about or whatever, you know, like beating kids or whatever. But like, I don't know, it was just some weird shit, man. I don't want to dig too deep on that, but you know, cause shit is different, and I don't want to get us canceled before we even get anywhere. But you know, shit is real, man. Shit is real, cause I think somebody else has got caught up with that recently. An athlete, who just got caught up? It wasn't Adrian Peterson, was it?
Ben Gordon.
Yeah. He
Adrian
got caught
Peterson,
up with
that was years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like that's something that's definitely shunned or whatever, amongst a lot of people, whatever. I don't want to like try to joke about it, but shit, you know, we was a different generation, man. Like something that was just more acceptable, you know, for us growing up. You know, our parents, as far as correcting us, that's kind of what they knew.
No,
you
but
know?
Listen, even in the Bible, you know, it says you should chastise your kids. It don't say child abuse your kids, but yeah. It says, you know, you can chastise your kids. What is it? Spoil the rod or spare the child, something like that. I forget how the exact saying goes, but
your kids say "fuck you, dad, I hate you."
Not in their lifetime. My kids
time out.
Like that.
Well, my mom. Nah.
That's when we got to square up. That's when it's time for us to square up. If you look me in my face and tell me "fuck you, dad," just straight like that, like you just said, we got to square up.
You're a fucking loser, man.
No, we got to square up and fight. We fuck it. You got to get these hands because now you feeling yourself just a little bit too much, and I got to show you that, you know what I'm saying, it's only one top dog in this house, and that's me.
If I hung up the phone on my mother, and my mother called me back like, "You hung up the phone on me," I would be like, "No, it got disconnected." Shit. And that's over the phone.
That's terrorism, yo.
Yep. That's what I be saying, bro. When I be seeing these people, like, yo, I don't even curse around my mom like that. Mm-hmm. Then that's like at my age now. Like, but like
probably,
growing up as
a kid,
I probably
talk crazy around your mom than you do around your mom.
Exactly. Like, you know, and it's not like I can't, because I could, but it's just like, nah, just like, just my level of respect is like certain things I just don't do.
Yeah.
But these motherfuckers out here be crazy talking to their parents, doing shit that I could never even imagine doing in a million fucking years.
But you know what's funny too, though, right? So, you know, like even the kids in the schools now, you know what I mean? Like we can know somebody for 20 years and still call them Mr. or Mrs. Even though we might have adult conversations now, we still call them Mr. or Mrs., right? These little motherfuckers be wanting to be like, yo, Trip, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yo, they'll call you about yo, Brit. Yeah, like, Mister, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I'm on fucking over. You know what I'm saying? It's boundaries and certain levels of certain shit and shit. You know, they just be kind of feeling like they just.
But you got to nip that in the bud though, quick though. That's the only thing. Like, see, I don't mind. Like when I was teaching, I don't mind. You know, the kids would call me. They'd be like, "Oh, Mr. Anthony, that's cool. I'll take that." But you know, don't just be like, "Yo, Aunt, what up?" Like, you got know what I'm saying? Like, nah.
You know, one little kid gonna try, you know, he gonna try to be cool.
Yeah.
He said he was cool. He was like, "Yo, Aunt, what up? Try to give you dab and shit. Try to look cool in front of this little girl he wanna talk to."
Or, like, if you don't go sit your ass down somewhere and get the cameras ready with your bullshit, motherfucker, right. Sit your little ass down.
What you need from me, man?
Bruh, shit is crazy out here, man. But nah, I love kids, though.
Yo, so Denzel, on set, they said the caterers were arrested because they found cocaine. They had a cocaine bust on his movie set recently.
Which movie?
I don't know. I just saw it was like a bust on the cocaine set.
Was they selling coke in the movie?
No, the caterers, I guess they was like moving it around, but they were trying to move it through like the movie sets and shit. Because they might have some extra service or whatever the case may be, but they found them and they busted them on the set of a Denzel movie.
Nah, that's wild, bro. Don't bring that shit to Denzel crazy. Movie and try to fucking fuck up Denzel name. Yo, don't do that bullshit, yo. Don't respect Denzel like that. That's one of the greatest fucking actors in the history of fucking Hollywood. Don't respect my man Denzel like that. Fuck out of here. Hell yeah, take that shit up the block.
Don't you do that to Denzel?
Take that shit to the Friends studio. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yo.
Nah, yeah, that's disrespectful because, like, imagine, God forbid, someone overdosed or someone, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a more serious matter and they didn't get caught. And so now it falls on, you know, production, it falls on like the people that have something to do with it, and it's just the people, the staff that they hired. Like, it could have been a way different bigger problem.
Because the headline is gonna say drug bust on set of new Denzel Washington movie.
That's what it was. That was the headline. See, and that was exactly the TMZ headline, because you know how TMZ exactly. is. So that was exactly the headline.
And I never even seen this shit. So for me to just say that, that lets y'all know that's how that shit is going to go. And then, like, you're tying Denzel's name in with the fuck shit. And nah, we not about to have that. Fuck that. That motherfucker is one of the hardest working actors in Hollywood, and he's one of the greatest actors. Don't be fucking up his name.
You see his face?
Yeah, it's like, my nigga, Denzel ain't had shit to do with them drugs, so don't try to put his shit with that. And then now it's like, oh, Denzel out here flipping packages? No wonder. It makes sense now. After all these years.
Flipping packs, quarter brick, half brick. Whole brick, hey.
Packs.
Yeah, that's wild. That's definitely weak. That's too crazy.
So it was another, like, little airport stories. You know, I know we were talking about the Flying Spirit last episode. Frontier actually is potentially, they may be offering all you can fly passes starting spring of 2023. I don't know if Frontier, are they kind of like Spirit, or, but that's interesting though, like all you can fly pass.
Wait, say that one more time, Frank.
All you can fly pass an unlimited amount of flights within 12 months. Travelers can also access all of their air destinations. Last year alone, 5 million seats flew empty, and now they could be yours, starting Frontier with the So they're talking about basically you will get an all you can fly pass for a whole year. You will pay for it, and you can fly anywhere you want.
But it got to be through Frontier?
Bro, yeah, you just gotta find an airport that's Frontier, and they not a lot of places. So, like, I think in New York, they don't got one in New York, but I think the closest one is in, like, Trenton, New Jersey, but it's by the, like, train.
I feel like I did. So I see the Frontier flights be popping up when I be, like, looking for flights. I be seeing Frontier.
But so that's what I'm saying. So, like, think about that. If you had an all-you-can-fly option, yo, for a year.
I'll be flying. Fuck that. I'm gonna take, like, 2 to 3 trips. Just because it depends. Depending on if I know somebody in the state, because then I might take more if I got a free flight.
All you can fly, bro? That's all in, bro, come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to North Carolina. I'm going to Miami. I'm
going
to
You don't go to the same places if you got all you can fly?
Yeah, because I got free places to stay while I'm there in those places.
Why you don't go nowhere new, man? I've never
been to L.A. before.
Huh?
I never been to L.A. or Texas before.
Oh, you didn't say that though. You said
Miami, LA, North Carolina, Texas.
Oh, okay.
All the places where I got people that live out there, and I could just stay at their spot.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to save on the hotel fees. Times is hard right now.
You cutting cords, huh?
Bruh, you say I ain't been on a sneakers app.
I hear you. You stupid. You're out of here, Bree. You fucking with that? Oh, you can fly for a year.
So I don't know, because if Frontier is like Spirit, then you're gonna be on flight delays and it's gonna be more of a hassle to be flying. And then how much am I really paying for this? You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be worth it. It has to be worth your money, right? And then also, traveling is expensive. Like, yeah, it's good to have a discount on your travel coming and going. But then you gotta, you gotta wonder where you're staying, and you know. So how many times realistically can a person travel and take time off of work to really take advantage of that?
Yeah, I can only probably see it working if maybe you gotta pay to work, and businesses. I can definitely see businesses taking advantage of that, because they, you know what I mean, right. They need to utilize those flights and maybe have business accounts, so that would be dope, you know what I mean? Because then anybody, they can fly out, and then that makes sense, you know what I mean? Maybe, you know, we were talking about before getting flown out, so if you like to fly motherfuckers out, you can get all you.
That'll work too. That'll
you dig what too. I'm saying? So, like, it's some options.
Yeah, you know what
I
mean?
I didn't think about that till just now, but you know, it's gonna make sense for somebody. Maybe if you play basketball,
it's gonna make sense for a lot. Right.
Like, it makes sense
for the guys who like to fly with people out. You know, like to fly the girls out.
Yeah, they got a package now. Right?
Right. They got the all you can fly all year round.
You got to change the names on the list.
That's actually not a bad deal for them.
Uh-huh. You got to change the name on the list or whatever if you got the All You Can Fly.
That's funny. Yeah, yeah. It might work out for them. Shit.
Yeah, so it's a few places that it probably actually can work with the All You Can Fly situation or whatever, but I don't know. I just probably got to see what type of airline Frontier is. If Frontier is valid, it doesn't sound like a bad business model to me. You know what I'm saying?
Does Frontier got first class?
Huh?
Does Frontier got first class?
I don't know. They might. Yeah, I think so.
You sure? Because every airline don't got first class.
Bro, I don't know, bro. But it's unlimited flights for a year, bro. So let's say it's a package that you pay for. Let's say, boom, busted. Let's say if they're like, yo, you got to pay on $2,500. No, $2,000. Nah, that's still kind of a lot. Let's say $1,500 for 4 flights. Would you do it?
For 4 flights, 15 or so.
But well, that's just like, does the 4 flights include coming and going? Is that one flight coming and going 4 times? Or is that one
4 flights, one going first class?
4 flights in first class?
Round trip.
For $1,500?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm with the shit. Well, hold on. It depends on where you're going, though, because.
Anywhere domestic.
Nah, because that's what I'm saying. Like, if you going to, let's just say, Miami. It might be less than that to fly first class.
But you're going anywhere domestic because you know what I mean?
Now, if I'm going to L.A. first class,
the thing is, it's that price, though. So whatever you pay is whatever you pay. So it's a part of that package, so it don't matter.
Okay. I mean, I guess
think about
I
that shit.
If I know I'm definitely going to be, well, if I'm doing that, I'm definitely going to be traveling because I'm going to have to make that shit worth it.
That's almost like having a timeshare, though. That's like having a flight timeshare a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
They selling you on seats and shit. That's crazy. They gonna do that shit, yo. They gonna do that shit.
Well, at least at this point, they feel like they don't have anything to lose because they losing regardless because ain't nobody flying.
Mm-hmm. Nah, so they actually saying that people have been still traveling. I feel like more people have been like just more focused on getting outside, traveling, going places and stuff like that. I don't think many people were talking about doing that before. I think like even me, I was one of those people that was kind of like, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. And then I had to realize like, yo, you just kind of got to like, you know,
do it,
set stuff aside. Yeah, do it. Find people, you know what I mean? Talk to people that had some of these experiences because, you know, it's not that hard. You don't got to have, you know, $1,500 up front or whatever. You can put that money to the side or whatever, but
yeah,
it's all in how you do it.
But I'm saying that's why sometimes you just gotta go because, you know, it's cool like to plan trips with your peoples and stuff, but you know, everybody can't always go. Everybody's not in the right place at the right time to bust that move with you. So sometimes you just gotta be like, fuck it, I'm just gonna go. And especially like if you know somebody. Where you going, then that makes it even easier to just pick up and go because it's like, all right, at least I know I got somebody I can fuck with while I'm out there because my people's is already out there.
Right.
But that,
I got somewhere to stay or I'm not alone.
Yeah, exactly. I still could call somebody. I need to go get drink. I need to go get smoke. Whatever it is, I got everything is a phone call away.
Yeah. But y'all heard about those situations where people like have been like that and that one person just got weird out of nowhere?
I don't got no weirdos in my circle, so I don't
know. I'm just saying, like, some people get like that, though. Like, you ain't been around people for a while, and, like, they just be on some funny shit. Like, I mean, I know people like that, yo. Like, they be on some funny shit, and then after a while, you know what I mean? Like, because they not around, they be in different stuff, and, yeah. You know, whatever. Because everybody's, some people drop off, you know that.
Next thing you know, they doing cocaine in the back alley?
I don't know about that.
None of your friends ever did cocaine in front of you?
I have seen people do cocaine in front of me, and I've been offered some booger sugar, but it never was for me.
It's not your cup of tea?
It's not my cup of tea. All
right.
Yeah, I have never tried the booger sugar.
As you so eloquently put it, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I don't even like people doing it in front of me. Like, I feel like even when I smoke weed, I make sure that the people around me are comfortable. Like, you smoke, are you okay with it? Like, is this cool? Because that's not, like, everything is not everybody's cup of tea. I feel like you have to have some kind of sensor, and you have to have, like, some kind of, like, you know, you have to be aware of your people. And, you know, I'm the kind of person that, like, somebody's gonna do that, I'm like, excuse me, I'm not into that shit. Like, I'm gonna call you out on it, because
yeah, don't come out doing a line in front of me like that. Nah, I don't wanna, like, I'll tell you about yourself in a heartbeat. You come out and just do a line of cocaine right in front of me? Nah.
What you gonna do? You gonna be mad? You gonna be mad? What the fuck,
nigga, man? Don't bring no cocaine out in front of me. That's yeah. Nah, bro. Nah, because I'm not about to go down over this bullshit. That's me. I feel like anytime you bring out white drugs, some black person is getting arrested.
So, the white drugs.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck you doing? You crazy?
Yes. Any white drugs, a black person is getting arrested, bro. Nah. Yep, I'm not with that shit, bro. You're not about to bring me down because you want to be out here doing coke. Like, you smoke as many blunts as you want around me. Don't do no fucking lines of cocaine.
They might have the woolies, though. They might have the coke.
Nah, bro. Don't do that. I don't play that shit. Don't. That's only for Wu-Tang. And, you know what I'm saying?
Stupid.
And for my white friends. I don't do that. Other than that, nah, bro. I was surprised Wu-Tang was out here doing that shit. But, hey, listen, they live some crazy lives, so.
They want to get higher. Like, some people live some fucked up lives. Like, they didn't really want to escape that life they live, yo.
Yeah. No, that's a fact.
Like, shit be wild
I was not with it.
Yeah. So, talking about
it. I was that friend that was calling you out.
No drugs. Like, don't do those things in front of me, damn it.
Wow.
All right. So, Powerball just went up. I think that shit just, somebody just won that shit. Mm-hmm. Last time I saw it, that shit was like $1.9 billion. I didn't fuck with it. I should have probably played it. I'm not much of a lottery person. I say this all the time, but this, I think it was the highest this time, right?
Sean, you still got your Pooh Shiesty?
My Pooh Shiesty. What you talking about? Oh, my mask? Yeah, I got the Pooh Shiesty. Yeah, I got the mask. Stop playing. Where is that?
And it's whoever got that, watched it. Whoever got that 1 billion.
Yeah, it got the driest sheets and everything smell. My Pooh Shiesty mask smell good.
They gonna get your ass, gang. Nah, this motherfucker mask smell good. That's how we gonna track your ass down. Find a nigga with the good smelling mask. Shit smells springtime fresh, motherfucker.
Nah, yo, why this nigga mask don't smell like that? Why his mask smell like YSL?
Facts. Like, Sean, I told your ass not to put no fucking cologne on today, nigga. Damn, son. We robbing, nigga. You don't put cologne on when we robbing, nigga.
Took our money, but that motherfucker smell good. Yo, go ahead.
Like, he was an asshole, but you know, he smelled pretty good. I ain't gonna hold you.
I know that scent. That's why it's so scent. I know that one.
And then look, you know the girls gonna love it, cause you know they always fall in love with the criminals. They're gonna be throwing their drawers and shit at you. Oh, he smells so good. Oh my goodness, they're gonna be going in for you, bro.
Take it all. Take what you want. Yep. Here's my number too.
You gonna get that Jeffrey Dahmer status. They're gonna start just sending you panties in the mail and shit, son.
That shit wild. Yeah, cause it was what they was throwing.
And you like to put on your book.
Oh yep. Man, they ain't gonna do me like R. Kelly's. My money will be there.
I'm surprised R. Kelly money wasn't there for him.
They took that shit though. They said, I don't know, they took everything except for like what, $500 or some shit like that.
Wow. Wait, so $500 a month or like how much he get? He only get $500 a month or
he? They bro, took he had like maybe hundreds of thousands. He had like a lot of money in his account. And they just took that shit out. And they like gave it to like the family victims or something like that.
Oh, okay. Wow, Danny, that's crazy. Yep, it's over for that bowling.
Yeah, they said fuck out of here, boy.
I mean, listen, at the end of the day, you did it to yourself, son. You can't nobody be mad. You can't blame nobody but your motherfucking self because you did that shit. And you had the reprieve. Motherfuckers let you rock for years.
Because you got cocky.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because think about it, bro. We should have, in reality, we should have held R. Kelly way more accountable for when we saw the first sex tape.
Yeah, you know we have this conversation like every other week, right?
But we didn't do that. We gotta be more responsible with ourselves now. We can't just be laying cats out here just doing any fucking thing. Then that's when you get some motherfuckers out here shooting babies and shit. Cause we didn't check motherfuckers a long time ago.
Nah, that's real.
Once motherfuckers start getting out of pocket, you gotta tell them right away, like, yo, my nigga, what the fuck are you doing? This is not how fucking human beings do. Like, have some class about yourself.
Yo, but the ration that we have is that those motherfuckers don't have that same discern as when they're younger. Like, they just be on some nut shit, yo. Like, and I'm not making an excuse, but I'm just really telling you, like, some of these motherfuckers just don't. They be off one, like.
No, you're right, but that's
Get out my way, old head.
Yeah, but that's because we lost a couple of generations because of the crack era. Yeah. So that guidance that would have gave you the morals to say, like, you know, when we was growing up, you don't hit women, you don't hit kids, you don't hit the elderly. All three of them shits is out the window, my nigga. Like, we lost that because guys was going to jail. So it wasn't no real guidance. It was just motherfuckers, young motherfuckers running wild in the streets, taking orders from other young motherfuckers who ain't never really been through life to say, you know, to get a chance to mature yet, because the big homies was already locked up and in jail.
Wild.
They lost the rules of the streets and how to treat the elderly and the young.
Yeah,
it was the order to things that kept, you know, everything afloat is what, you know what I mean, made everybody happy, is what satisfied, you know, everybody everywhere, and it didn't cause chaos, you know, within the community and stuff like that. You know, from, you know, the effects of what happened, now everything is like, everything is all fair. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So because everything is all fair, nobody, you know what I mean? You got to kind of watch your back for everybody. And that shit just can't be fun like that way. You know, like if we all eating and we good, why we just can't be good? Why we got to be at each other's neck, man? Like, that's my thing. Like, for what? Like, that's the thing. It take too much Willie to be angry all the time.
That's Willie Lynch syndrome.
Man,
that's what it boils down to. You know, like, we don't want to see each other shine because then I look bad if I'm not the number one guy. So I don't want you to shine. I gotta hate on you because if you look too good, then that means I look bad. In reality, we could both look good out here. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's it. Just things we're gonna have to learn. It's still got to be taught. It's gonna be a long, you know what I'm saying, way to go because motherfuckers is out here just really lost right now.
Yeah.
Mhm. It's a lost world.
Yeah. This is the effects of getting older and understanding life and seeing it from a different side now. Because when you was younger, you wasn't thinking about that shit. Now that you're older, you're like, fuck, why do these kids think about this shit? All right.
Hey. Yeah. We think about a lot of different shit.
The world is fucked up.
Cause I get mad you throw some litter on the ground in my neighborhood. Like, nigga, pick that shit up. Fuck, you think this is? Especially like now, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm like, the garbage can is right there.
Bro, the worst part be the dog shit.
Oh, the pooper scoop. Like, I don't want to hopscotch on the street, yo. What we doing?
Like I'll be cool if you let your dog shit in the grass and you don't pick it up. Cause we don't walk on the grass and the dirt and shit like that. We walk on the pavement, on the concrete. So I'm like, you know, be like, all right, I ain't gonna be tripping over that. But if you let your dog take a big ass dookie on the right in the middle of the fucking sidewalk, my nigga, like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy. Enough is enough, man.
Yeah. You know your dog had that aggressive ass meal, all right?
You been feeding him off the table.
Man, gotta go.
Steaks and shit off the table. And now he got a fucking half pound of shit coming out of his ass. And he's just going to leave it there and not pick it up. You're just a dirty motherfucker. Because now if I step in, I'm going to put my foot in your ass. With the shitty shoe.
Yeah, with the shitty shoe.
Well, that's the thing. That's like, how about if I take my dog and I have him, you know, use the bathroom in front of your door or in front of where you live? You gonna like that? No, that's just like in the street. Okay, you don't live there, but you have to walk by there. You have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's
Right. And what does it cost you to clean up behind your dog, yo? Like, just clean up behind your animal, man. Like, people just be not giving a fuck. Like, when you in these places, a lot of times when you do have these animals, like, you get your bag, you get whatever, you throw it in the trash and keep it moving. Like,
you gotta think that shit, all that shit brings down the property value too. Like, yeah, you just out here leaving shit and garbage all around on the ground and shit, that shit brings down your property value.
Throwing shit out in the trash can right there.
Yeah, and then shit be all over the floor. Yo, you know what? I got a motherfucker, Eric Adams said they was gonna start coming earlier to get the garbage. The garbage been sitting outside for 2 days now.
Like, what's up with your man? He been, Eric Adams been in like rap videos or something like that. He been in some places though, no?
No, but you know what? I fuck with Eric Adams. Like, he's cool too, because I've actually met him. You know, filming with Don Shay, Melba, like just different things like that. Like, I've met Eric Adams on several occasions, and he's always been a cool dude.
That's your man?
I wouldn't say that's my man. It's like, I ain't vouching for the nigga now. I ain't gonna put my name on the line. You know what I'm saying? But he cool. I fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I voted for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it is what it is, but it's a lot going on outside. Did y'all get a chance to get out there today? Well, not to you.
So I'm registered to vote in New York, and I just moved, and I moved down south.
Oh, you didn't do the absentee ballot.
So I wasn't actually able to vote. But just the state that I'm in is a real weird state. It's a few things. One of the things that I can see that's about to happen is like them legalizing like marijuana, because how a lot of stuff that New York was doing before it was legalized, I started seeing that down here. A lot of states want to get money, and that's a big way for them to get money. And you know what I mean? It's kind of kind of neutral, you know, when you start seeing them decriminalizing this and doing that or whatever. Abortions and stuff like that, that's a big thing in the South too, you know what I'm saying? It's different. Those midterm elections are probably more important than those major elections, because when we're talking about, you know, your relatives, your friends, your family, your people, you know, whatever around the way, if they get pulled over or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Those local laws, those judges, those marshals, those whatever, like those people that actually like affect, you know what I mean, those communities where people look like us, that shit is important. You know what I'm saying? The higher up people are important also, but they're, you know what I mean? Like, it's people that are under them that control shit on the local level. So, yeah.
No, facts. Make sure, we talk about this a lot as well. Make sure y'all get out there and vote. It's important, man, for your community. Like, If you like, you know, having chicken spots and liquor stores on every corner, then by all means, don't vote. If you like having some bullshit grocery stores that charge you more money for fucking badass fucking food and shit, keep it up. Don't vote. Don't go out and hit the polls. Don't speak your mind. And that's what you're going to continue to get.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yep.
But let's get on ready to wrap this thing up.
It's late. It's getting late. Kick the truth, man. For the young youth.
Shooting the shit.
Shooting the mother shit.
We shooting the motherfucking shit, y'all.
It's Dipset, bitch. There go, baby, don't stop now. There go, baby, don't stop now. Damn, shorty look good, and I'm thinking about getting at her. Okay, time to whistle at her. Hey, girl, you made my whistle blow. There go, bring it here, baby. There go, bring it here, baby. Top down, and I'm at it again. It's hot now, and I'm mad at the wind. You heard me. Who wanted with me? Nobody wanted with me. Oh, I'm so fly. Oh, mommy, come and get me. Sit it down, back up. Bring it on back up. Move it till you feel something.